I'm thankful for the privilege to be here. You're a good sight. Not necessarily as much from this perspective, but I'm so happy to see you, each one. And comment was made, I believe, earlier, maybe today. Maybe it's taken some of what we've dealt with to really appreciate some of what we've had. Being able to have fellowship one with another in a time like this in camp meeting. Appreciate the meeting so far, and I've been blessed and determined that I want to soak in as much as I can in the short time that we have together. Ask for your prayers this afternoon, some thoughts the Lord has encouraged me with, and pray that they'll be a blessing to you as well. We're at the closing of 2020. It's a year that a lot of people have said things to the effect that be very glad for hindsight to be 2020. Be very glad for 2020 to be behind us, and I think we'd probably all be ready to acknowledge that 2020 has had its share of challenges. There are things that we've had to face probably individually, collectively, that we've not had to face before. As a nation, as a world, it's been a troubled time that we've been in, but I found God to be the same. I found that He's not changed. The Lord has been faithful to me. And I'm so thankful for that. So we're right at the crossing over point of 2020 and 2021. I remember 1 year ago being in India, having a little service with the folks there. And New Year's Eve, we stayed up until the new year and had a little service together. And remember talking to them and trying to encourage them, folks, we don't know what this next year has. Well, little did I know how true that was. But I want to consider this afternoon about things that cannot be shaken. We're in a shaking time. We're in a very troubled time. And as we look into 2021, folks, none of us here know what the next year holds. Whether it'll be better, whether it'll be more challenging. Our hope is not in the circumstances of 2021 versus 2020, but I want to consider where our hope should be and can be anchored. I'd like to begin in the book of Hebrews. Twelfth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Let's begin in the 25th verse, 12 and 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Again, we're facing shaking times, and people are being shaken to the core. Things that they thought were settled and established, of even of our nation, of our institutions, of our systems, of our businesses, and things that have been around for as long as we can remember. It seems unsettling to people when they begin to see those things change. Whenever they begin to see those things crumble around them. And what was it that David said, though? Though the mountains be removed and cast into the midst of the sea, that's very troubling, or it can be. But David had a hold of something that didn't shake him. Then he said, I will yet trust in the Lord. That there is a... what is that? Psalms 46, maybe? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. I want to consider again this afternoon about those things which cannot be shaken. Because as we look around and we see financial institutions and economic systems of the world and all of these things that people have put their hope and their security in begin to tremble, begin to shake, and people's hearts, Luke talks about, failing them for fear of the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. Folks, there is something yet today that cannot be shaken. And it's something that we can anchor ourselves in that's not subject to the temporal things around us that are being shaken. It is a shaking time. And you know there's opportunity in a shaking time. There's an opportunity to get rid of the things that can be shaken. And to say, Lord, I want to have a hold of something that cannot be shaken. A hold of something that is solid and steadfast and that cannot be moved. It's more than just businesses and economic systems that are being shaken. There's much more that's going on in our world today. And people are being shaken in their faith of God. What am I going to put my trust in? Who am I going to look to for my deliverance from this situation? It's not in 2021. It's not in our ability to stockpile. There's wisdom to be used, but it's not in our ability to fend for ourselves. There's something more steadfast that we can anchor ourselves in that cannot be shaken, that will not be shaken. Oh, I want to be in that place. That I not be shaken by the things that may come in this life. Scripture talks about fire. It says that it shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You know, these are times that are an opportunity for me to examine myself. And say, Lord, what is my hope built on? What is my hope fixed and established in? Whenever the shaking times come, it's the time to hold even tighter to that which cannot be shaken. It's a song we sing sometimes. Number 37. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, when through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, thank God for a firm foundation. I'd like to look in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6 and beginning in the 16th verse. It says, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Thank the Lord that we have a hope that is both sure and steadfast. And it's because of what our hope is anchored in. Seemed like the Lord brought it to me this way. You ever try to hang something in a wall and you miss the stud? You just get it into the drywall or the plaster. If it's very heavy, or with the natural tremors that a house experiences, over time, that thing's going to begin to work loose. It's going to be able to start to come out of the wall. It's going to start loosening up over time. Folks, we've got to have something that we anchor ourselves to. That's more than what we see. It's more than just the veneer of this life. It's more than just the temporal things that are around us. That's like the drywall. or like the plaster. It's what we look on. It's what we see. But that's not our anchor point. We've got to have a hope that goes beyond that, that goes through the veil, that goes beyond what I see into something eternal, everlasting, immutable, that cannot change no matter what happens around us. It's got to anchor to the other side of this. There's a song that's been on my heart. I'm not real good doing either one, but especially switching between preaching and singing. If you know it, help me out. Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And that hand is offered to us to walk into 2021 with. To whatever the future might hold and to whatever is before us, He's never changed and He's not about to. And that hope is sure and steadfast for us today that we can anchor ourselves to, that we don't have to build on a shifting foundation, that we begin to, when things begin to tremble around us, that what I have begins to crumble. That what we began with, talking about the mount and the things that shook with fire and with thunder and all of those things, was talking about the law system that they were under. They saw that as they were with Moses and following Moses in that time, but it was pointing towards something that was better. You've come into heavenly Jerusalem now, and there is an experience that we can have in the Lord that goes beyond the temporal carnal things around us. That we can have an experience that goes deeper than the drywall. That goes deeper than a profession. That goes deeper than just doing things because it's expected of me. Doing things because it's a form that I'm following. There is an experience that goes beyond that. Because if that's the depth of our experience, it will be shaken. The time will come and it will be in the Lord's mercy if it is in this life. The time will come that will be shaken and show that it's not as firm and as settled as it needs to be. I haven't lived a real long time, but long enough to see a lot of people shaken off. Lord, help us that we have a hold of something that cannot be shaken. Cannot be shaken by the decisions that other people make. Cannot be shaken by political happenings around us. Cannot be shaken by all the things that we experience. I've got to have a hold of something for myself. So what are some of those things that are unshakable? Folks, there's nothing more firm than the Word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. No consensus of man, no change of societal opinions will alter it. It's a firm foundation. No consensus of scientific opinion on how things were created or evolved will change it. It's settled. It's fixed. If we base our experience on the wisdom of this world, we will be sorely disappointed over and over again. And we're going to have to look to something else to try to anchor ourselves to. And if you've ever had a screw stripping out of the wall, you can try to move it over a little bit and anchor it again. And pretty soon it's going to work its way loose and try to... That's not the problem. Pretty soon you're going to have a big hole in the wall. You've got to anchor into something that's behind that. That goes deeper than that in our experience. things that cannot be shaken. You remember why the Lord told Peter? Peter, who do men say that I am? Well, here's the whole array of opinions on it, Lord. But who do you say that I am, Peter? Let's look beyond the drywall now. Peter, who is it that you say that I am? What is your conviction on this matter? What has been revealed unto your heart? And he said, Thou art the Christ. Flesh and blood's not revealed it to you. It goes deeper than that. It's more settled and established than that. But my Father which is in heaven has revealed it unto you. And he went on to tell him that upon this rock will I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What was the expiration date on that promise? 2019? The one who keeps it still lives. It's still built on the same foundation. It's not changed. Thank the Lord that that foundation still stands. The foundation of the Church of God, we heard about this afternoon, is built upon the personal revelation of Jesus Christ and His truths to my heart and to your heart. The song number 106 talks about an experience that's not an uncertain experience, or I hope so, or I just accept it because it's what I've always heard, but it says, let scoffers scoff, let scorners sneer. My heart is full of peace. They cannot take the joy I feel nor make my hope to cease. I know on whom my faith is fixed. His mercy has set me free. I know, yes, I know that He will safely keep, and His love is sweet to me. I know the one. I believe Paul said, I know the one in whom I have believed. And I know that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I'm persuaded of some things. There are some things that I've got settled that aren't ambiguous. They're not up for debate. They're not questionable. There are some things that are settled and that every one of us must have settled for ourselves with the Lord. Revealed unto our hearts that we grab a hold of it. The Scripture talks about laying hold of the crown of the prize that is before us, to seize it with violence, to not let it go. Whenever we get a hold of something that's unshakable, folks, if we'll hold to that, we ourselves won't be shaken. But if we're restrained more by a letter of law or the fear of man, we'll be shaken. The experience won't last very long. If our hopes are built on things around us, temporal things, we're going to be shaken. But I believe it's an opportunity for us in this time to examine, what is it I'm building my hope on? What is it that I'm anchoring myself to? So in other words, what is it that if taken away, the props fall out from under me? Lord, help us to build ourselves, our lives, our experience on something eternal. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Think of where Jesus said, fear not him that can destroy the body. Look deeper than that. Don't just be consumed with the things of this life, of this body, of our temporal existence. But fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. Well, this says in 2 Corinthians 5, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Folks, that's something that no man can take, that no man can steal from us, that's not subject to the change and decay all around I see, that can be laid up eternally for us. And that hope is sure and steadfast. Well, the last verse, I don't believe we read there in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. second to last verse, 28, it says, backing up just a bit, the things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. There is a kingdom which cannot be moved. It can't be removed, it can't be moved, it can't be changed. There is a foundation that's more solid than the organizations of man. If man builds something, man can tear it down. If man puts you into something, man can take you out of it. But folks, if we build on something that God has built, man can't destroy it. If we go through a door that God has opened, man can't shut it. There is a kingdom that cannot be moved. Daniel had a vision of that kingdom. In the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall not be left to other men. And it would forever endure, forever last, and forever grow. Again, no expiration date on these promises. It still stands in 2020 in unprecedented, to us at least, unprecedented times of change and of uncertainty. When people are looking for something, anything to hold on to. Folks, we found it. It's here. It's available for us. It's not in who we are. It's not in my own resolve. There's something deeper than that in the God of heaven that has established and built something upon which I can anchor my life that I won't be shaken. Well, think back of the first message we heard in this meeting. We need God. You know when we need God? You know, in a sense, I need God more now than I have ever needed Him. And yet, I'm not sure that's the case. Perhaps I realize more than I ever have how much I've always needed Him. We need God. We need the Lord today to prepare us for the shaking times that are coming. If I can put it this way, you ain't seen nothing yet. Lord, help us to be prepared. That this 2020 and the tremors that this is to us would cause us to examine what is it that I'm founded on. And I have the opportunity, if I see things in my experience starting to shift and starting to move around, Lord, help me to shore this up. There's some things that I need to anchor down. There's some things that I need to get to where they're not moving, where they're not shifting and squeaking and all. Lord, I need to shore some things up that I might be prepared, that I can have something on hand before I get to the evil day. Because as we heard in that message, we can't just get to that day and expect to flip the light switch and all of a sudden I have something solid to stand on. Today is the day to prepare for tomorrow. We need to have something on hand today. The scripture says if you faint in the day of battle or of adversity, your strength indeed is small. That's what really shows what you have. That's what really shows what your experience is anchored on. Now think of a passage that talks about some who had departed from the faith. And it says they went out from us, but they were not of us. It just became manifested then that they didn't have a hold of something that was solid, of something that was steadfast, of something that really anchored their souls. We can have a shallow experience that whenever times are going well, and times for the most part have gone well in our nation, that it seems like it's strong enough. But the shaking times are what proves what I really have. That's what shows indeed whether or not I have strength or whether I don't. How solid and settled and established my experience really is when I get to that time. This is the proving time. This is the preparation time for whatever may be coming. And I'm not prophesying of what's around the corner and next year. I don't know. But I know who is there, and I know that we need to anchor ourselves in Him to be prepared for whatever it is that might come upon the earth. Because there will be many whose hearts fail them for fear. There will be many in the day of adversity, in the day of the Lord, whose hearts fail them. Certainly in the last day, the Scripture talks about those that cry for the rocks and the mountains. Refuge of lies isn't enough in that day. A facade's not enough in that day. Because judgment will lay horizontal all of those things. I need something sure enough to endure the judgment shock. And it's not going to be my profession. It's not going to be my reasons and my intellect and my thinking. I'm going to have to anchor myself to the Word of God, unto that which never changes. And it'll stand the judgment shock. Well, Lord, help us in these preliminary shakings, that we allow those times to prove us, to show what it is that we have on hand. We heard last night, write down the top things that concern you, that are troubling us. What are those things? Lord, help us to have our hope, our focus, our vision anchored on something beyond all of this. It's not to stick our heads in the sand and, but I've got myself anchored to something beyond this. No matter what happens here, it doesn't change what happens here within my heart and in my future. Well, I'd like to look at just a couple more scriptures before we close. Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter. Deuteronomy 33 and 26. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Folks, can you think of a more sure place to be than in his everlasting arms? That's the place that the Lord wants us to abide. 2 Timothy, in closing, 2 Timothy, the second chapter. Second Timothy 2, speaking here again of others who have forsaken the truth and forsaken the way, who concerning the 18th verse of second chapter of 2 Timothy, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. You know, it can be troubling when people fall away. Of course it is. But David said, though 1,000 should fall on my side and 10,000 on my right hand, there's a confidence and an assurance that I have, that I'm anchored to. I've learned I can't stand up and say boldly in myself, I will never go there. I'll never do that. I'd never do what they're doing. Lord, but by your grace, but by your help, because the strongest of what I can produce isn't going to stand in the shaking time. I've got to have something that anchors me, that ties me. So it says of those who forsook the truth, overthrowing the faith of some, it says, nevertheless, in spite of it all, no matter what they do, no matter what path others may choose, nevertheless, the foundation of God, what? Standeth sure. Amen. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Folks, the Lord knows. The Lord knows those that are his. And he's able to preserve and keep us as the apple of his eye. If we will purge ourselves, if we will depart from iniquity and put our faith and our trust in Him and anchor our soul to things eternal. Folks, the Lord knows. The Lord knows all this. The Lord's not perplexed. The Lord's never seen a crisis to Him. It's not a crisis to Him. He knows what to do. He saw it coming before it ever came. He's never been blindsided. There's never been something coming that He didn't see coming. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Been thinking about the passages that talk about the host of heaven. Folks, you know what that consists of? Was it Elisha, I think, and his servant that got a little glimpse of that? And suddenly their eyes were opened to see what they didn't see before. Whenever things looked so uncertain and so dark and surely the end is right about here. You ever have the enemy come along with thoughts and feelings, emotions of despair, of hopelessness, of discouragement? Lord, help us to lift up our eyes and remember the one on whom our faith is built and established, that it goes beyond what I see right here. There's a hope that I have that anchors beyond that, whether I see on the other side of it or not. If I can hit that, if I can tie into that, if I can have it my disposal, the host of heaven beckoned to my aid by a great intercessor saying, Father, he needs help. Father, send to his help. Send 10, 12 legions of angels. Go minister unto him. The host of heaven are at his disposal for our benefit as his children. You remember what Paul said? As they were about to be shipwrecked, the Lord came and visited him. And he said that there are none with thee that'll be lost. And Paul told him that as they were in distress, experienced mariners, there came a time of shaking that their experience didn't go far enough, that their skill and their ability did not suffice. But he told them, the Lord has visited me. And if you stay with the ship, you're not going down. Well, your ship's going down, but if you stay with the ship, no life is going to be lost. Folks, there is a refuge. In the name of the Lord, there is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. There is a place of security, of steadfastness, of having an experience with the Lord that doesn't track along with the experiences of life. It's not up on the mountaintop and down. Folks, we're going to have mountains and we're going to have valleys. We're going to hit some potholes along the road. You know what shocks are for in vehicles? Cushion that and absorb the impact that otherwise could throw you off course. If you are wheels on frame, and you hit some of those potholes, you're off into the ditch. But it's designed such that when you hit that, it cushions it. It takes the impact. You'll feel it a little bit. We're going to feel the ripples. We're going to feel the uncertainty of the times that we're in. We may be perplexed. We don't have to despair. We don't have to be destroyed. We don't have to be cast down. There is an experience with the Lord that anchors us, that ties us in our faith in Him, that when I hit the inevitable potholes, it doesn't send me off into the ditch. When the times get rough, I don't have to go through this cyclical up one day, down the next, up one month or one time of the year, and down discouraged and down and out the next. Folks, there's something more sure. There is an experience with the Lord that cannot be shaken. That if we'll get a hold of that, if we'll, when we recognize things are shaking around me, my faith is faltering. What did the person coming to Christ say? Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. There's still some things that are shaking a little bit. Lord, help me. I want to get it right. I want to tie this thing down. There's some things flopping here, and I want to tie it down. I want to anchor it. Lord, help mine unbelief. Lord, help those places in my experience that kind of move around with peer pressure, with the opinions of others, with just the course of life. I think it's a good prayer for us to say in this meeting, Lord, help me to get anchored even deeper. Lord, help me to hold on even closer than I ever have before. Because if there's anything that this year has taught me, we need the Lord. Lord, I don't want to go into this next year without you. I don't know how people in the world do it. There's no wonder there's so much depression, suicide, hopelessness, despair. Folks, we don't have to despair. We don't have to throw up our hands. But instead, when people's hearts begin to fail them for fear, the Scripture said, lift up your head, because your redemption draws nigh. Your redemption doesn't come from a politician. It doesn't come from a change of policy. It doesn't come from circumstances in life changing. Your redemption is found in Him and in Him alone. And when the Lord comes, Lord, help us to still have faith, to be watching and our faith steadfast and fixed on Him. You pray for me. Amen.